Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we are going to consider the topic on the elders who rule.
今天我们要思考的题目是管理教会的长老。
Yes, the ruling elders.
是的, 是管理教会的长老。
Every church needs a government.
每一个教会都需要有管理的人。
Without a government, the church would be in chaos.
倘若教会没有适当的管理的人, 就会混乱一片。
And the mode of church government is also taught to us in the Holy Scriptures.
那如何要管理教会呢? 圣经也教导我们了。
There are some churches who have a church government whereby the rule is by one.
有些教会呢, 是由一个人来,
One example of such a system of government can be found in the Roman Catholic Church.
这样一个系统呢, 我们可以在罗马天主教找到,
whereby the Pope holds absolute power.
在罗马天主教里, 教宗拥有绝对的权力。
But this is not the teaching of the Scriptures.
但这不是圣经所教导的。
Then there are some churches whereby the rule is by all.
或者其他的教会呢, 是由全体的会众来管理教会的。
And this form of government is very popular, especially in the age of democracy.
这样的系统呢, 是在这所谓的民主时代呢, 非常受欢迎的。
And so everybody holds equal power and makes a decision in the church.
就是说在教会, 每个人拥有同等的权利, 能够来做一些,决定。
But this is also not the teaching of the scriptures.
但这也不是圣经所教导的。
The teaching of the scriptures is that the rule in the church is by some.
圣经所教导我们的是, 管理教会的是一些人,
not by one.
不是由一个人,
not by all.
也不是由所有的人,
but by some.
而是由一些人,
and this some who will exercise this rule over the church would be the elders.
而这些管理教会的人呢, 就是长老了。
And take note, it is not just one elder, it is several elders.
而且我们要注意的, 不是由一个长老来管理, 而是由众多的长老。
And so therefore, if you look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
因此你在提摩太前书5章17节看到, 那善于管理教会的长老呢, 在英文圣经里面是复述的。 当以为备受加倍的敬奉, 那劳苦传道, 教导人的更当如此。
And take note that the word elders in the Greek is in the plural. So it's not just one elder, it is several elders.
要注意到这个经文里面呢, 在原文希腊文里也是复述的, 就是众多的长老。
And you can see the same truth also stated in Titus chapter 1 verses 5 to 9, whereby Titus is asked to ordain Elders, right, plural, right, in Crete.
那么在提多书1章5到9节, 我们也注意到长老的这个词的用法呢, 也是复述的, 因为, 提多必须在克里地这个地方呢, 设立众多的长老。
And it is something which the Apostle Paul felt that is very necessary.
而使徒保罗觉得这是必须要有的。
This place, you know, this young church that is growing cannot do without a government, so go and ordain elders, plural.
因为这年轻的教会呢, 不能没有管理的人, 所以你要去那里设立众多的长老。
And these elders would assist the Lord in overseeing the affairs of the church.
这长老呢, 就会帮助主来管理教会的一切事物。
And take note that when it comes to, and so therefore, right, We are called Presbyterians, right? Presbyterians means a church that is governed by elders.
所以因此我们被称为长老会，长老会就意味着我们的教会是由一群长老来管理的。
And this is the biblical pattern, right, found in the scriptures.
而这也是圣经所教导我们属圣经的模式。
And take note that, you know, when it comes to the elders, right, that there are two types of elders.
我们也要注意到，当我们在说到长老这个词的时候，是有两种长老的。
First Timothy 5:17 teaches us that all elders will rule.
提摩太前书5章17节告诉我们，所有的长老都要善于管理教会。
But there will be some who will labor especially in the word and doctrine.
但是当中呢，有一些要特别的劳苦传道和教导人的。
So those that labor in the word and doctrine, as well as rule, right, these will be called the teaching elders.
那些管理还有劳苦传道的，就被称为是教导人的长老。
And the Bible will also term them as the pastors.
牧师也称他们为牧师。
And I believe in the previous messages, we have covered some aspects, right, of the duties of a pastor.
我相信在以前的讲道当中呢，我们已经提到了牧师的一些职务。
But today we want to focus on the ruling elders.
但是今天我们所要分享的是关于这些管理的长老。
And they are very necessary, they are very important, and when they they will sit together with the teaching elders in the board of elders.
他们是非常重要的，他们会与这个教导人的长老，就是牧师一起来管理教会。
No, in the church, it cannot be ruled by one, otherwise, there is no accountability.
一个教会呢，不能由一个人来管理，否则就没有人需要做任何交账和交代的工作。That's why the Lord is very wise, it is ruled by some. 所以主是非常有智慧的，他要我们有一群人来管理教会。
And this some must be, as you will see later on, they must be spiritually mature and qualified men.
而这一群人呢，这些长老呢，必须是在属灵上是成熟的。
Moreover, when it comes to the work of the Lord, you realize that the burden of overseeing the church cannot be borne by just one person.
而且我们知道，在主的工作里要照顾神的子民的这个任务呢，不能由一个人来承担的。
It will be very burdensome.
那会是这个负担将会是非常重的。
And very soon, if the person will be worn out by this burden.
很快的，这个如果只是一个人承担这样重大的责任，他会感到非常疲惫的。
When the children of Israel came out from Egypt, Moses initially bore the burden of ruling over the people.
当以色列子民刚刚离开埃及的时候呢，摩西一个人就承担了这个重大的责任。
But soon he became very worn out, and this was observed by his father-in-law Jethro.
那他很快的就感到，摩西很快感到疲惫，他的岳父也注意到这一点了。
So the father-in-law advised Moses that he must share the burden with some spiritually mature men.
所以他的岳父就劝告他要把这样的一个重担呢，也分给其他在属灵上成熟的人。
Men who love God's word and men who fear God, right? These will be the ones whom Moses will choose to help him with regards to overseeing the affairs of God's people.
那些真正爱主的人呢，摩西可以选择这些人来与他一起来管理神的子民。
And we thank God that Moses listened to this good advice. He discerned that it came from God. And when he implemented this pattern of governance, it helped him very much with regards to overseeing the affairs of God's people.
我们感谢神，摩西就听从了他的岳父的劝告，因为他能分辨得出这是从神那里来的。当他定下了有许多的人来管理上帝的子民的时候，一切都非常的好。
And so this elders would so the same pattern continues in the church today, whereby you have a group of elders who oversees the affairs of the church.
摩西当时候所用的模式呢，今天我们在我们的教会运用到，我们就有一群长老来管理教会。
Now, of course, when we say that the elders rule, take note that this rule is on behalf of the Lord.
当然，我们要注意，当我们说这群长老在管理教会的时候，他们是在代替主来这么做的。
Now, they are not ruling as kings.
他们不是在一个教会做王,
but under the King of Kings, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself.
他们反而是在这万王之王主的统治下这么做的。
And they must be accountable to Him.
他们最后呢，这群长老也要向主交账。
And so it is important that we understand that when it comes to the ruling elders, we must, you know, whether be it the teaching elder or the ruling elders, we must be very careful with regards to who we ordain, right, to be such rulers.
所以不管是,
to such leaders, rather.
不管是教导人的长老或者是管理教会的长老呢, 我们在选择这些人当中呢, 都要非常的谨慎。
And so, who are these men, right, that we should have, right, to be the elders of the church?
所以这一些, 人呢, 是谁呢? 好让他们能够来管理教会呢?
What are their qualifications?
那神对他们有什么要求呢?
Now, please understand that, you know, the qualifications for elders in the church are spiritual qualifications.
我们要注意到对长老的要求的条件呢是属灵的条件。
Because when it comes to the church, we are bearing a spiritual witness.
因为当我们在谈到教会的时候呢，教会是做一个属灵的见证的。
We are a spiritual body.
我们是一个属灵的团体。
And so therefore, when it comes to the appointment of leaders, it must be based upon spiritual criteria.
因此当我们在设立领袖的时候呢，的条件呢是属灵的条件。
And so therefore, we should not impose the ideas of the world in terms of choosing leaders in the church.
因此我们不能够用这个世俗所用的那选择领袖的一套把它用在教会。
And the burden of making sure the right leaders come into office falls mainly also on the present leaders of the church.
那么要确保有正确、有好的领袖加入教会的这个负担呢，也是在教会原有的领袖的身上。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢?
Because when you look at Titus chapter 1 verse 5, you will realize that it is Titus who was called to ordain elders.
因为你注意到在提多书第一章第五节是提多本身被嘱咐去设立长老的。
Verse 5 teaches us that, you know, it was something that was lacking and necessary in Crete.
提多书一章五节教导我们那边缺少了长老在格里底，所以提多必须去那边设立长老。
And so therefore, please understand that this issue of having elders in the church is an important issue. It's not small.
因此我们要明白在教会设立长老是一个非常重要的一个课题，不是一件小事。
And who is the one that would ordain elders? Well, it is Titus, right, who was placed by Paul, who was sent by Paul to be the pastor of the church in Crete.
那么是谁要去设立长老呢? 是被保罗差遣出去的提多，他是格里底的牧师。
And so, therefore, the Apostle Paul was very careful to tell Titus exactly what man he should be looking for.
因此使徒保罗非常小心地告诉提多，他要找寻怎么样的人来做长老。
And take note that the Apostle Paul did not ask him to look for those who are powerful in society.
我们要注意到保罗并没有告诉提多要找那些在社会上有权势的人做长老。
Or those who are intelligent or handsome.
或者那些长相很英俊的或者很有智慧的。
Or those who are very popular among the people.
或者那些广受大家欢迎的人。
Now, these will be the qualifications which the world will look for.
这些条件呢是世俗的人所看待的。
But these are carnal qualifications.
但是这些条件是属肉体的条件。
You know, these may be the qualifications which you would use to select a CEO of a company.
也许你在选一个公司的总裁呢，你会要想到用这些条件。
Or perhaps a leader of a nation.
或许是一个国家的领袖。
You want to be the president of Singapore, you must first have prior experience in handling lots and lots and lots of money. I forgot how much already.
你要做新加坡的总统呢，你必须在之前呢，有拥有管理庞大的金钱的这个经验。
Anybody here can qualify? Put up your hand.
我们当中有谁符合这个条件的呢？请举手。
Looks like no one.
看起来是没有。
Yeah, all disqualified.
我们都不符合这个条件。
But this is a carnal qualification.
但这样的一个条件是属肉体的条件。
And it's for a secular nation.
是为了这个一个国家，在这世上的一个国家。
And you shouldn't be using that for a church.
但是我们不能用这个条件在教会。
In fact, it shouldn't even be used even to determine who should be a deacon in the church.
我们甚至不能用这个条件来决定一个人是否能够在教会做执事。
Imagine if we want to select somebody to be the treasurer of the church, and then our qualification is he must have handled about millions of dollars per year in the company.
倘若我们对一个执事的要求，因为他要做教会的财政，我们说他必须在社会上能够管理上百万的金钱，这样的条件是错误的。
I don't think we should have such a qualification.
我们不应该有这样的一个条件。
Of course, if you select a treasurer, he must be somebody who has the gift of handling finances.
当然，如果你要一个人管理教会的财务，他必须要有这方面的恩赐。
But no, you shouldn't be using such a carnal qualification to determine whether or not a person is suitable or not.
但是我们不能够用世俗的那些条件来衡量。一个人是否适合当教会的财政。
So same for the elders.
同样的，教会的长老也一样。
Let's ask ourselves this one question.
那我们来问自己这道问题。
When you look at the apostles, how many of them are intellectual and powerful men in society?
当你看到使徒的时候，你认为他们当中有多少人是在社会上有权势的呢？
Well, among the apostles, possibly only one that can stand out as such a person.
在使徒当中，可能只有一个人是符合这个标准的。
And that person is the apostle Paul.
那个人就是使徒保罗了。
But in the end, he denied all these things, and then you know he led the whole life of suffering and for the Lord's sake.
但是使徒保罗后来也舍弃了这一切，然后他过着一个为主受苦的生活。
You talk about.Most of the apostles, they were actually fishermen.
多数的那些使徒呢，他们不过是渔夫。
You have a tax collector, which was very looked down by society in those days.
当时有一个税吏是被当时的那些人轻视的。
They were illiterate men.
他们是没有什么学问的。
But they were appointed.And ordained by the Lord to be the apostles of Jesus Christ.
但是主却愿意立他们为他的圣徒，他的使徒。
And so therefore, when it comes to the elders of the church, it's also not by worldly criteria.
所以当我们在设立长老的时候，所要求的条件也不是属这世界的。
They must be spiritually mature men who are called by the Lord.
他们必须是属灵上成熟的，被神所召的。
The men who are called by the Lord into the office of an elder.
是神召他们来做教会的长老。
Now you can find the qualifications of an elder in 1 Timothy chapter 3 as well as Titus chapter 1.
你可以在提摩太前书第三章和提多书第一章找到对长老的要求所要求的条件。
And today we are just looking at the shorter chapter that is or shorter session that is Titus chapter 1.
今天我们只是在看提多书这段比较短的经文。
And so take note, this will be the qualifications of an elder.
所以要注意到提多书一章所提到关于长老的条件。
Not one qualification should be missing.
他必须要符合所有的条件。
But take note, when we look at this chapter, it should not be used as a stick to go and beat a person who is, you know, in leadership.
但是我们也不要用这段经文来把它当成一个杖来去鞭打那些现在已经在做领袖的。
And we need to sound out a warning here because sometimes there are people who are naughty in heart.
我们必须要做出这样的警告，因为有一些人的心里是有保持不正确的态度的。
They are really not happy with the word of God, and you know, and so therefore they seek all means to undermine the peace of the church.
他们对神的话语已经不满了，所以他们会尽他们的能力来削弱教会的平静。
And so therefore they like to take passages like this and then begin to be very critical of certain leaders.
他们就喜欢利用这样的经文，然后就开始去任意批评教会的领袖。
Now, if you want to use this list and you know to find a man that is perfect for leader, take note you will never find this man.
倘若你要用这一些条件，然后找到一个完全完美的人来做长老呢，你绝对不会找到这样一个人。
No, we are not talking about sinlessly perfect men down here. And even if you talk about godly men, you will find that some may be stronger in certain qualifications and certain areas than others.
当我们再说一个敬虔的人，他们当中呢，有些人某一些条件呢，可能会符合的比较好。
Nevertheless, this list of qualifications should also tell us that when we come to the appointing and the ordaining of elders, it is very serious business.
即使是这样，这一些一系列的条件就告诉我们，当我们在设立长老的时候，这是一个非常严肃的一个课题。
Because it's the highest office in the church.
因为这是教会最高的职务。
And obviously, if we have the wrong leaders, the church will fall.
很显然的，如果你设立错误的长老，教会就会失败了。
And so, take note of these qualifications here very seriously.
所以我们要很认真的看待这一些条件。
And when opportunity comes for you to vote for your leaders, well, you may want to take a look at these qualifications so that you will be responsible in your vote.
因此，当你在选举教会领袖的时候，你可以认真的看这一些条件。 那么在你投下的那一票当中呢，你就是一个有责任感的人。
So what are these qualifications?
那这些条件是什么呢？
Well, you look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
If any be blameless.
若有无可指责的人。
So in other words, a person who is ordained to be an elder must not have anything that is worthy of accusation.
因此，一个要被设立做长老的人，不能有人们可以指责他的东西。Now,
of course, we are not talking about a sinlessly perfect man.
当然，我们不是在说一个完全没有犯罪的人。But
when this person's life is examined, you will realize that he has nothing that is worthy of being accused of.
但是，如果我们在查究这个人的生命的时候，并没有任何东西使我们可以指责他的。
And so, at the very minimum, this person must not have any criminal record.
那么，因此最基本的，这个人不能够有任何的犯罪记录。
Now, of course, we are not talking about criminal record before he became a Christian.
我们不是在说他成为基督徒以前的犯罪记录。
Neither are we talking about him committing any crime, and after that he has served his sentence, and then after that he has repented.
我们也不是在说他以前曾经犯过罪，他坐过牢，但是他现在已经认罪悔改了。
But we're talking about how, presently, as he professed to be a Christian, whether or not he's involved in any crime.
而是说现在他承认他是一个基督徒，他是否参与任何的刑事的活动。
Nevertheless, we have to be very careful about all these things.
即使是这样，我们在看待这些，我们都要非常的谨慎。
Because we do not want to give anybody outside of the church any occasion to accuse the church also.
因为我们不要给教会以外的人任何一个借口来指责教会。
You realize that when it comes to appointing of ministers in a nation, the standards are set to be very stringent.
你会注意到，当他们设立一个国家的部长的时候，他们的程度也是很高的。
Why should the church be any different?
那作为教会呢，我们的标准为什么要有不同呢？
Then of course, when it comes to their life, they must show forth all manner of godliness.
当然，在他们的生命里，我们可以看出他是一个敬虔的人。
And so therefore, you have the other qualifications are given in verses 6 to 9.
因此还有其他的条件列下来了，从第六到第九节。
Blameless is the all-encompassing qualification.
无可指责呢，就包含了一切的条件。
Then you have the next one, husband of one wife.
下一个就是只做一个妇人的丈夫。
Husband of one wife, of course, does not mean that the elder must necessarily be married.
那么只做一个妇人的丈夫，并不代表这做长老的必须是一个结婚的人。
But what the disqualification is trying to say is that the husband, or rather the candidate for eldership must be one that is morally faithful.
那这个条件呢，只是告诉我们这个要被设立为长老的人，他的在道德上呢，他是一个忠心的人。
That when it comes to this area of fidelity, he is spotless.
因为就是说他对配偶的忠诚呢是很好的。
This, in fact, here, a husband of one wife is literally a one-woman man.
这里只做一个妇人的丈夫呢，就是他是一个女人的男人。
Good translation.
这是很好的翻译。
Sometimes when I, after I've spoken, I wonder how it would be translated. No, thank God for much grace that the Lord has given to our interpreter to interpret accurately.
有时我在用一些词用英语讲的时候，在想翻译员要怎么翻译。感谢主给很多恩典给翻译员，能够翻译出我所说的。Yeah,
and so a one-woman man.
所以一个女人的男人。So
in other words, he has eyes only for one woman.
也就是说，他对配偶是忠心的，不看别的女人。If
he's married, he must be wholly devoted to his wife.
如果他是已婚的，他对他的妻子就是要忠诚。
He will be very careful with other women.
他在处理别的女士的关系上也会非常小心。
And of course, if he is not married, he must also be wholly dedicated to sexual purity.
如果他还没有结婚的话，他在性的关系上也必须是圣洁的。
One of the things that can cause the downfall of a leader is sexual immorality.
一个领袖呢，很容易的败坏呢，做出不当的行为，就是在性行为、性关系上。
So men, please be very careful.
所以作为男士要非常小心。
And in this time and age, women also.
在这个时代，女士也一样。
Keep a sacred distance between a member of the opposite sex.
在与你不同性别的人的关系当中呢，你要保持正确的距离。
Of course, we are not saying that, you know, when it comes to the church, then the men must sit one side, the women must sit one side, can never talk.
我不是说在教会里男士坐一边，女士坐一边，大家不能交谈。
No, we are just asking you to use wisdom, right, in dealing with one another.
而是说大家要有智慧，在处理与你自己不同性别的弟兄姐妹的关系上，要保持距离。
And in this congregation, many of you are in your golden years, you would understand what I mean by wisdom.
在会众里，大家都是属于黄金年华的年龄了。当我说到智慧，大家都明白我在说什么。
So husband of one wife.
所以要做一个妇人的丈夫。
Of course, in the Bible Presbyterian Church, we also have one practical qualification when it comes to the ordaining of pastors, and that is that the person must be married.
当然在主信圣经长老会教会里，我们对这个 牧师的要求呢，有一个很实际的条件，就是他必须是一个已婚的男士。
And you know, if a person is unmarried, we can never be 100% sure whether or not the person will be faithful.
因为倘若一个人还未婚呢，我们不能够100%肯定他会对他的配偶忠诚。
And also when it's also a safeguard that when it comes to pastoral visitations, especially when the pastor visits somebody of the opposite sex, well, he can have his wife to accompany him.
这也是做一个防备作用，因为一个已婚的男士，若他是牧师，当他在做家访的时候，他的太太可以随行。
In fact, in this time and age, I think even if he visits a man, he better bring his wife.
事实上，在我们这个时代，就算他所探访的是一个同性的人，他也需要带太太一起去。
You all know why, right?
大家都知道为什么。
Yeah, because this age, homosexuality is also so rampant.
因为在我们这个时代，同性恋已经泛滥了。 So
take note of this, husband or one wife.
因此要注意这一个条件，只做一个妇人的丈夫。Then
you have another qualification here, having faithful children not accused of riot or unruly.
另外一个条件就是儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的。And
so in other words, you want to know whether an elder is, or a man is qualified to be an elder, you look at how he rules his family.
换句话说，你要看一个人是否适合做长老，你就看他怎样管理他的家庭。
Does he do his best to look after his family?
他是否竭尽所能照顾他的家庭呢？
Is he teaching his family the things of God's word?
他是否教导他的家人神的话语呢？
Or is he careless when it comes to bringing up his family in the sight of God?
还是他在神面前在照顾他的家庭呢，是非常粗心的。
Because if he cannot look after his own family, then how can he look after the church of God?
因为倘若他不能管理好他的家庭，他如何管理好神的教会呢？
Because the church is larger than the family, isn't it? It's the larger family.
因为教会会比一个家庭更大，是一个很大的家庭。
If you can't look after the smaller, how can you look after the bigger?
他倘若不能管理好一个小家庭，怎么管理好一个大家庭呢？
Right, so therefore, this qualification is there.
因此神就立下了这样的一个条件。
Then verse 7 says, for a bishop must be blameless. Yes, for a bishop must be blameless.
第七节告诉我们，监督既是神的管家，必须无可指责。
Second time.
第二次提到这无可指责。
You say once, you should hear.
说一次你就要听。
If you say twice, you better hear even more.
说两次呢，你就要更小心的聆听了。
And then here it says, "No, as the steward of God."
这里说到是神的管家。
In other words, the elder who oversees the affairs of the church must also be one who is active in service.
换句话说，一个管理教会的长老呢，必须是在侍奉上非常热心的。
Because he sets the standard of service in the church.
因为他给教会立下了这个服事的一个标准。
If he's not even active in the church, how can you expect him to set the example for others to follow?
倘若他不是在热心的侍奉神呢，他如何为别人树立好的榜样？
In fact, he would lead others right, to become lazy before the Lord.
反而他是会使到其他的人在侍奉上非常的懒惰。
So he must be diligent in service.
因此他必须是一个热心侍奉主的人。
Then he also must not be somebody who is self-willed.
他也必须是一个不任性的人。
Now when we talk about being self-willed, we are talking about him being very stubborn when it comes to doing things that are not right in the sight of God.
当我们说他是一个不任性的人，就是他不可以是一个固执的人，尤其是做一些在神眼中看为不好的事。
No, if he is stubborn when it comes to the truth, that is a good man.
如果他在真理上是非常固执的，那是他是一个好的。
Because it means that no matter what he does, he must follow the Lord.
也就是说，无论他做什么事，他都会忠心的跟随主。
That type of stubbornness is good.
这样的一个固执呢是好的。
But this type of stubbornness is not good.
这里提到的那种任性是不好的。
Because this type of stubbornness like, refers to a person already walking wrongly before the Lord, and then when he is corrected, he still refuses to change.
这样的一个任性的人，就是他已经在做神眼中看为不好的事，就算人家纠正他，他也不肯改过。
And he insists that it must be done in the wrong way.
他坚持要做一件事，要用错误的方法去做。
You don't want this type of man.
你不要这样的人做长老。
No, you want the man who is always very teachable before the scriptures.
你要一个在很愿意受到圣经的教导的人。
And this is important when it comes to a leader.
这很重要的，当我们在谈到一个领袖的时候。
Because every leader will make mistakes.
因为每一个领袖都会犯错。
Because all are but men.
因为我们不过是人。
But when these mistakes are pointed out and it is found that this is true in the light of God's word, will he be ready to accept and will he be ready to change?
他的错误倘若被指出来，他也知道根据神的话语，他的确犯错了。他是否愿意去承认并且改正呢？
And then if you have someone who is so stubborn in doing something that is contrary to the word of God, well, obviously the church will no longer stand as the pillar of truth.
倘若你一个人执意要做与神话与真理对立的一个人，那么教会就不能做真理的柱子了。
And then he must also be a man that is not soon angry.
还有他必须要是一个不暴躁的人。
Not so angry is also related to this qualification that says that he should not be a striker.
不暴躁呢，就跟另外一个条件不打人息息相关的。
No, if a person loses his temper very easily, it is know, you will realize that it is hard for him to make good and godly decisions.
你发现如果一个人很容易的发脾气, 他很难做出正确的和敬虔的一个决定。
And of course, it's not to say that a person cannot be angry.
但是并不代表一个人不能够生气。
No, if this anger is a righteous anger, then it is good.
如果他所生气的是因为一个义的理由, 那是好的。
But we're talking about here being angry over, perhaps over something, being angry with unrighteous anger.
那么这里提到的暴躁呢，是他的怒气呢，是不义的怒气。
Or this kind of anger is because of his impatience with people.
或者他暴躁呢，是因为他对人没有耐心。
Then this is not good.
那就不好了。
And very soon he will become a striker. In other words, he will become violent.
他很快的就会变成打人，就是他会变成暴力了。
Oh, you don't want a striker for a leader.
你肯定不要一个暴力的人做你的领袖。
This, the church cannot be turned into a place where people throw eggs at one another.
教会不能够成为一个大家都用鸡蛋打对方的一个地方。
Like some parliaments in the world.
就好像在世界上有一些议会。
They throw eggs, they throw tomatoes, they throw chairs.
他们会丢凳子，丢番茄和丢鸡蛋。
We do not want such leaders.
我们不要这样的领袖。
But do you know that there are some session meetings that can descend into such slanging matches?
你知道有一些长执会会演变成这样的一个场面吗？
And this is not mentioned as a joke to you. This is a fact. It has happened before.
我这样告诉大家，不是当着开玩笑，是的确发生过的。
So therefore, be very careful. This qualification is not a light one.
所以这要求一个长老是不暴躁的，是一个很重要的一个条件。
Then the Bible also here says that he must not be given to wine.
圣经也告诉我们，他不应酒滋事。
No, as a Christian, we should practice total abstinence with regards to consumption of alcohol.
作为一个基督徒呢，我们在关于酒方面呢，最好是完全不喝。
No, this is the distinctive of the Bible Presbyterian Church.
这是笃信圣经长老会特殊的地方。
And perhaps God willing, one day I would speak more about it.
那主愿意的话，也许有一天我会在这课题上跟大家分享更多。
The alcohol content of in drinks today is very high.
今天酒的产品的酒精含量是非常高的。
Some of the drinks that people consume is equivalent to the alcohol content that you use for petrol that is fed into cars.
有些酒精含量呢，跟我们放在我们的油箱的汽车的油箱的油的含量是一样高的。
You know, our body's combustion engines.
我们的身体是不是那种点燃的那种机器呢？
And moreover, you know the effect in which wine can have on you.
还有大家都知道酒能够对我们产生怎么样的影响。
And the Bible wants us, you know, not to even think about, you know, to even have a look at wine.
圣经也警告我们，甚至酒连看都不要看。
Do not let yourself to be tempted by it.
不要让自己受到这方面的诱惑。
Because once you drink,
因为你一旦喝酒,
you may start to think, you may start to say things that you do not wish to say.
你会开始去想或者去说一些你本来不想说的。
And you will lose all your senses.
你会失去你的理智。
And you will act in a way that is unbecoming of a Christian.
你的行为对一个基督徒来说会是不恰当的。
So therefore, when it comes to the leadership, all the more they should not be given to wine.
因此一个教会的领袖呢，必须是滴酒不沾的。
In fact, here the term has this idea of not even standing beside wine.
这里不应酒之事呢，也告诉了我们，他的意思是你连靠近酒都不要。
And so take note of this qualification.
你只要注意这一个条件。
And the reason why he must not be given to wine also has to do with the fact that he must be a sober man.
不应酒之事呢，是因为他必须。 是一个谨慎理智的人。
Now you see this in verse 8, right? Sober.
你可以在第八节看到他要尊重。
So being sober means he has full control of his physical as well as spiritual senses.
他必须是一个自持的人，就是他完全能够掌控自己的一切。
And He must be a spiritual alert man, able to discern between good and evil.
那必须是属灵上是一个很谨慎的人，能够分辨出善和恶。
Otherwise, how will he be able to guard the flock of God?
否则他如何捍卫神的羊群呢？
Then the Bible also says that he must be a lover of hospitality.
圣经也告诉我们，他必须是一个乐意接待远人的。
And here the term lover of hospitality literally means a lover of strangers.
乐意接待远人呢的意思呢，原文的意思就是乐意接待陌生人。
Now what are these strangers down here?
这里的陌生人是谁呢？
Now in the past, missionaries are often sent to areas to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
那在以前呢，那些宣道者呢，常常被差遣出去去传福音。
And in those days, there were no cars, there were no trains, there were no airplanes.
在当时候没有汽车、火车和飞机。
No, let's say for us today, if we want to visit our good friend, Shuaiyong in Zhengzhou, we can easily take a plane and fly there.
好比今天如果我们要去探访帅勇的话，容易，我们乘搭飞机就可以到达郑州了。
How long will that take?
要多久呢？
Desmond, how long will that take? About how long? From here to China?
从这里到中国。
7 hours.
7个钟头。
In the past, you will have to take a boat with sails, and then you have to navigate around the treacherous South China Sea.
那么在以前呢，你就要坐那种有帆布的那些船，然后船要航行过那个很危险的南中国海。
I don't think you're going to reach there in 7 hours.
我不相信你在7个小时可以到达郑州。
And after that, you reach the coast, and you still have to walk in all the way to 郑州。
那你到达它的海岸的时候呢，你还要走路，用走的去到郑州。
So along the way, you will have to stop by somewhere, right, to refresh.
在途中呢，你就要找一些休息的地方。
And over time, these missionaries stopped by churches to be refreshed.
很多时候，这些宣教者呢，就会停留在教会来休息。
They will be given a letter of approval from the church we send them.
那些差派他们出去的教会会给他们一封信。
And then these churches will do their best to entertain these strangers, which were missionaries from afar.
那么这些宣教者去到一个新的教会呢，那么那里的教会就会尽力的款待他们。
And so the elder must set a good example in terms of welcoming these people.
因此一个长老要树立好的榜样来招待这些人。
Now he must love them and not reject them.
他必须是要爱护他们，不要拒绝他们的。And
so you have this requirement here, lover of hospitality.
因此对长老有这个条件，就是他要乐意接待远人。Lover
of good men.
好善。
Yeah, and so here, lover of good men not only refers to how he loves to be around godly people, but how he also a lover of things which are good.
好善就是说他喜欢与敬虔的人在一起。 他也爱那些好的东西。
And then he's also just, he's also holy, he's also temperate.
他也庄重、公平、圣洁。
And here temperate refers to somebody who has self-control, who is disciplined in his life.
就是说他在生命里是有纪律的。
And then take note, in verse 8, it also says that he must be a person who is not given to filthy lucre.
还有我们要注意的，在第七节有说到他是一个不贪无义之财的。
And that is also very important.
这也是非常重要。
Because very often, men are brought down because of money.
很多时候人会跌倒呢，就是因为钱财。
And they turn religion into an exercise whereby they may extract the big dollar sign from people.
他们把宗教变成一个他们能够从会众当中夺取大量金钱的。
And that is what it means by filthy lucre.
这里，所以圣经形容这为无义之财。
So he must be a man that is incorruptible.
因此他必须要是一个不贪无义之财的人。
And after you have all these things, finally, when it comes to verse 9, this man must be a lover of God's word.
在这一切条件之后呢，第九节告诉我们， 这个人呢，必须是爱神的话语的。
And then he must also have the gift of teaching.
他必须要有这个恩赐，能够去教导人。
Because he needs to hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught.
因为圣经九节第九节告诉我们，他要坚守所教真实的道理。
No, and here, when he says that, you know, he should hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught. Firstly, right, he must be somebody who is very teachable.
坚守所教真实的道理，就是首先呢，他必须一个能够受教的人。
No, if he's not willing to learn the word of God,
如果他不肯来学习神的话语，
if he's not willing to be diligent in the study of the scriptures,
他不肯勤劳的来查考圣经，
then how can he hold fast the faithful word?
那他如何持守这个真实的道理呢？
Because after he has learned these things, he's also expected to practice and to defend these things.
因为在他学到这些之后呢，他必须要把它行出来，也要来捍卫它。
Because there will be those who are immature, and then he would need to teach them.
因为会有一些不成熟的人，这做长老的就必须要去教导他。
And there will also be those who come to attack good doctrine, and he must also be able to defend the word of God.
还有一些人呢，喜欢来攻击神的话语，这做长老的也必须要会把他们驳倒。
And how is he able to teach and to defend the word of God?
他如何能够去教导和捍卫神的话语呢？
Yeah, firstly, he must know the word of God.
首先他必须熟悉神的话语。
And secondly, the Lord must grant him the grace to be able to teach the word of God.
第二，神要给他这个恩赐恩典来教导神的话语。
And so this is one qualification that is very unique for the elder.
因此这是对长老来说是一个非常特殊的条件。
He must be somebody who is apt to teach.
他必须是能够教导人的。
In fact, this is the one big difference between the elder and the deacon.
其实这是长老和执事中的一个很大的不同。
The elder has this one extra qualification, he must be apt to teach.
一个长老必须符合这特殊的要求，就是他能够教导神的话语。
So you can have somebody who is a godly deacon.
因此你可以有一个很敬虔的执事。
But when it comes to teaching the word of God, if he's not able to teach, not able to communicate the truth, then he is not able to be an elder.
但是他如果不能够去教导神的话语呢，他就不能够成为长老了。
That does not mean he's any lesser of a man.
但这不是代表他是一个次等的人。
And so this is something that must be set clear.
这点我们要很清楚的说明。
Because some people think that, if a person after serving several years as a deacon and he's not placed as an elder, means the man is an unfaithful man.
有些人认为一个人侍奉了做执事几好几年了，没有提升做长老。就是说他不够忠心。
Please let this idea perish far from you.
这样的一个想法是彻底错误的，我们不要去想它。
And so this will be the qualifications of an elder.
因此这是对长老的要求。
And we need such men.
我们需要这样的人。
We need such men in tabernacle.
在教会里我们需要这样的男士。
We need such men also in the Bible Presbyterian Church.
在笃信圣经长老会也需要这样的男士。
No, the truth is we have really a lack of such men.
事实上我们非常缺乏这样的人。
No, strictly when it comes, for example, even with regards to pastors, we have a big lack in the Bible Presbyterian Church.
就是牧师在我们笃信圣经长老会我们也非常的缺乏。
You know, actually, strictly with regards to the preaching and teaching of God's word in a reformed church.
你知道吗？一个改革的教会呢，在关乎教导神的话语方面。
Actually, the one that should preach the sermon must be an ordained minister.
那个要传讲神的话语的人呢，必须是被安立为牧师的。
This is the teaching from the time of John Calvin.
这是从约翰加尔文那时代的开始，已经有这样的教导了。
But not enough. So how?
但是我们没有足够的牧师，怎么办呢？
So that's why you all must pray very hard.
因此大家都要竭力为这件事情而祷告。
Firstly, be very thankful, you know, for the men that fill the gap.
首先我们要非常感谢神那些愿意出来讲神的话语的。
But secondly, we must also really pray that there will be more ordained ministers. Not enough.
但是第二，我们也要祷告，我们会有更多已经被安立为牧师的，我们目前的人数不足够。
And not only pastors, but also elders.
不只是牧师，我们也需要长老。
I hope that one day we will have a bigger session here in Tabernacle.
那么我希望在帐幕堂有一天我们的长执会的人数也会增加。
I'm sharing a pastor's burden to all of you.
现在我在跟大家分享做一个牧师的负担。
By God's grace, we have grown in terms of number.
通过神的恩典呢，我们的人数已经增长了。
And it's a happy problem.
这是一个很令人开心的问题。
We are so happy, for example, here in the Chinese congregation, weekly we have an average about 30 people.
我们很高兴在我们中文会堂呢，我们每个星期平均有30个人。
And a few weeks ago, in the English congregation, we hit a high of 97.
在几个星期前，在英文会众呢，我们有97个人。
Now, of course, these few weeks, the number will be a little low because people go for holiday.
当然，这几个星期人数会减少，因为当中一些弟兄姐妹出国旅行了。
But more or less, will be about 97.
但是大致上平均是97个人。
Will be around that number.
是大概这个人数。
So if we are growing in size, obviously we need more leaders, right?
如果我们人数增加，很显然的，我们需要多一些领袖。
And the burden will be, because the burden will be great on the session.
因为这个负担对现有的长执会来说是很更大的。
So we need more deacons, we need more elders.
因此我们需要更多的执事，更多的长老。
But with regards to elders, in the Bible Presbyterian Church, they must serve at least 2 terms as a deacon.
但是在笃信圣经长老会，一个执事要成为长老呢，他必须侍奉至少2期。
And this is really a safeguard because an elder must not be a novice.
这是要保护教会的，因为一个长老不能是一个很粗信的人。
But 2 terms means how many years?
但是2期呢是多少年呢？
6 years.
就是说6年。
And after that, you probably still need to see a little further.
那么可能在这6年之后还需要更多一点时间。
So it's something that takes time.
这需要时间的。
And therefore, I hope that you also see that it's an urgent task.
因此我希望大家都看到我们急需在这方面是非常有需要的。
So, all of you in the Chinese congregation, I urge that you all would join me in prayer over this matter.
因此我催促在众堂的大家所有弟兄姐妹与我在这件事情上一起祷告。
That we will truly have men who will be able to serve not just as deacons but as also elders in the church.
让我们教会不只有执事，我们也有长老。
That the people of God may be well looked after in terms of spiritual things.
让神的子民呢，在属灵的事情上得到很好的照顾。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
we pray, O Lord, that you will be very gracious to Tabernacle BB Church.
我们祷告你会对帐幕堂很有恩典。
Grant us good and faithful leaders.
求你赐下好的忠心的领袖。
And raise up from in the midst of people men who truly fear thee and love thy word.
也在我们当中兴起那些真正的敬畏你、爱你话语的人。
That thy body, thy church may be built up.
好让你的教会、你的肢体能够被建立。
And this is for the glory of thy name.
而这位是为着你的名的荣耀的。
So hear the cry of thy people.
求你听我们的呼求。
And bless thy witness here in this church.
并且赐福给我们在这个教会所为你做的见证。
This is a humble cry in Jesus' most blessed name we pray.
这是我们谦卑的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.